FM home time where I belong. Right, it's Pete Snodden in the morning, 13 minutes to 10. I'm very excited about the next part of this morning's show.
Why?
Paolo, have you any tissues on you?
I actually might do in my bag.
Why?
Because I think we may need tissues for Bexy Boo.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be emotional.
It could well be.
What are you going to do?
Well, the story goes, we were offering up the chance for you to tell us why a loved one who lives far away should be flown home for Christmas, all with thanks to Sprucefield Centre.
Aww.
All right? And you wrote to us in your droves. And in front of me, I have the person I've got to call to give the good news that we are going to fly their loved one home for Christmas.
This is like the loveliest treat. You do realise what you're about to do.
You're
going to make someone's Christmas.
Well, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Hello?
Hello, is that Rebecca?
It is, yes.
Rebecca, it's Pete Snodden of Cool FM. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Do you have any idea at all why I would be phoning you?
I think so, yeah.
Why would that be?
Could it be for the competition?
Yeah, it would be for the competition. So, all with thanks to Sprucefield Centre, we're going to fly your sister home for Christmas.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm being serious.
You're not messing with me, are you?
No, I promise you, I'm not messing with you. Tell us who your sister is and tell us where she is right now.
My sister is Lisa up here and she is in Perth, Australia.
And why do you want to fly her home?
Because for the past year, she has got married and she has given birth to a beautiful baby girl and we have yet to meet them. And it would just make everyone's Christmas.
And you're not the only person who wants to fly her home for Christmas because your aunt's been in touch with us. Her best friend Charlene's been in touch with us and they're all bussing to see her.
Yes, yes. And my mum was quite upset. She missed the deadline.
Well, don't you worry, because we're going to fly your sister, Lisa, home, all the way from Australia to be with you and your family and all your loved ones this Christmas.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
How do you feel right now?
Amazing. I never win any of these. ever, but it's not me winning, it's everyone, it's Lisa winning as well. And oh, this is the last lifeline. You have no idea, you really don't.
Well, on behalf of Cool FM and Sprucefield Centre, we cannot wait to get Lisa back home to you and your wee niece as well, and we hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know what else to say.
Why are you doing this to me? I have slight hangover and this is not helping.
Set Bexy Boo off.
I'm really emotional right now.
Get the tissues out.
That is the loveliest phone call I think we've ever had.
That's like the best competition we've ever done on the show.
Yeah, unbelievable. So all the thanks to Sprucefield Centre. We're bringing Lisa home to see her family. Well done. To Rebecca and Napier and the whole family who have obviously entered the competition, and hopefully it'll be a Christmas you guys will always remember. And many thanks to Sprucefield Centre for making it possible. So Lisa's going to be flown all the way back to Northern Ireland from Perth, Australia.
Aww, and we're sending our Pabs to Australia to get rid of him.
You're sending me to Australia and you're flying her home.
So listen, thank you very much to every single person who entered. And do you know the best it was? And I'm just putting it out there right now. I do not know how the winner was decided upon because there were so many stories. And I'm just putting it out there. I didn't pick the winner. Just putting it out there.
Disclaimer. It wasn't
disclaimer. Terms and conditions. We didn't pick the winner, but there you go. That is the winner. And I'm so delighted
amazing.
For them.
Cool